January?
Well, 40 more days, yeah.
Yeah, we still got 40 more days to get out some bad words. So get them out. If you got them in there, if you feel like you have a bad word in you, get it out quietly.
Safely.
Secret. Maybe in your own car.
I think you got to safely dispose them. You have to, like, put them in, like, a box.
Yeah, it's like nuclear. It's like nuclear waste. You got to build a mountain in Nevada just to shove them in.
Yeah, I'm going to have a collection.
You should have a cave that you just open. It's just, like, the N-word. Ah! 20 million N-word. All right.
That's no good.
This is.
Yes, there you go.
That is good. That's very funny. That's where we store our nuclear waste and all the N-words we say. Which
rules?
Yeah. I cannot. I can't knock it too hard because when the Penn State thing happened with Jopa,
yeah,
I was like, this is the best.
What is?
I hated Penn State so much that when they raped a bunch of kids, I was like, I wouldn't trade this for anything in the world. I'm glad it happened. You know, some kids, you know, they made the sacrifice I needed for Penn State to be brought to justice.
Yeah, that is the goal. The goal is eventually to force someone else to say the N-word on camera.
Just have it
over them. That's like what the Mossad did. That's what they were doing with Epstein's Island, dude. All you need, you don't even need Young Sniz anymore. Just gotta get a couple N-word tapes on everybody. Yeah. Just have the CIA have like a black dude cut them off every time they try to drive. And have a bug their car and just have black dudes slowly jaywalk every time they drive. You're gonna get an N-word out of somebody.
Wait, puffy jackets in the brothel? Or they stand outside.
Outside. There's a red light district. Like, there's like you're in a city.
They're outside.
And there's a couple blocks where it's just fully legal. It's like the uniform was like it was wintertime, so they were wearing puffy. Every one of them had the same jacket on. You'd be like, holy shit, who's that hot chick? Oh, she's one of them. The hottest girls ever.
And they behind the glass is kind of weird. You see them, like, I've never been to a.
They saw me, dude. They sussed me out immediately. They're like, American. Definitely American. They saw my big ass walking down the street.
And nothing, anything goes?
I don't know. I didn't partake.
It'd be nice to kill one.
Dude. It'd be so nice to fucking chop one up.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Just the burger method, dude. It helps me think.
What, the Sniz life of him? I bet he kept. Look, I bet they knew he was banging, like, young chicks. But you're going to keep that 16-year-old text to yourself.
True.
Not like,
true.
Yo, I fucking text. I'm grooming these bitches. True. I'm waiting on them.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things, too. It's like waiting. I heard a story one time about someone in another country where, like, fuck, who was this? This was someone I knew. That's how their mom and dad met. The dad, the mom was in school. Yeah. She was like 15. And the dad was like, he paid a teacher money. He was like, keep an eye on her and keep her away from everyone. I'm going to make her my wife after she graduates.
Yeah, you used to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And it used to be like common.
Yeah. And then he was like, all right, you're out of school. Come move in with me. I paid your teacher to keep you away from the boys. And now you're mine. I was like, that's kind of sweet in some weird international way.
I'd like to cut open a fat hooker and sleep in her.
Under a bridge, just fucking.
She's a big, great big fat person.
I got a pee-pee.
Cheeks outfit.
You can watch me get hungover in a hotel room for 5 days. You can watch me lay down.
Can't really fuck around there, though.
Dubai?
No. Can't drink, can't like.
They probably got the little boys. They probably got the little boys on tap, though.
Yeah, bro.
A little bachi bazi,
If you can't drink, there's got to be something to do.
Yeah, you got to blow the steam off somehow.
If I wasn't drinking these Bud Lights, I'd be balls deep in a kid.
A boy to suck on! A boy to suck on!
Again, if you're in
was
a scene,
he there?
Confirm, dude!
Wait, Matt Groening or a boy to suck on?
So what...
Has it been groaning the whole time?
Groaning, yeah.
I was groaning.
I've been calling him groaning my whole life.
Well, he was groaning.
Us animation and child pornography heads know that it's groaning.
Do you think he does all the Simpsons porn still? Do you think he draws
beat off to this?
What?
Yeah.
You left off. I didn't beat off to. I've seen it, but I've never beat off to
Simpsons porn. One of Mike's favorite gifts is
I try
to get into it.
Marge has Bart in like a powerbomb position, and she's sucking on his knee.
That's exactly why I don't jerk off the Simpsons, because every fucking cartoon is Marge fucking Bart.
Yeah, that's
but they're
that's
not real.
I know, but
you want to see Marge and Ned.
Yeah.
Yo. Ooh,
I wouldn't mind that.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We should switch state and they just literally that's an ESPN article.
Dude, he would have been, if Michael Vick was white, he would have got shot by a firing squad.
For killing dogs?
Yeah.
Matt?
Dude, if
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy.
If
to
white
be
guys
like,
kill a dog? If the whites will round them up.
Yeah, dude.
The whites.
Dude, if Peyton Manning was running a dogfight operation, he'd have been fucked.
Yeah.
Are they saying like they went harder on him because he was black? Yes. Dog fight thing? That's a kind of a nuts. That's a nuts scenario.
Although, if Michael Vick was white, he would be considered the greatest quarterback of all time. If he was running like that as a white guy, every single person would be like, dude, he was the best ever.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. How was his arm though? Was his arm?
Cannon.
Was it cannon?
Cannon.
So what the fuck's the beef?
He went to fucking jail. He killed a bunch of dogs.
He was fucking fighting them.
Him and his friends.
They're fighting them. They're having a good time.
Seeing who the strongest dog was.
To be fair, they should, if they're going to, this is a nice little thing we should do. Rather than putting a dog down, they should let it fight to its death. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, it'd be the most tragic shit ever.
Yeah, but you
dude.
Could give him like
thinking about Shaq Diesel on his last legs getting
big
fucking
doses,
munched.
Dude. Big doses of like painkillers and stuff. Just shoot them up full of like opiates and meth and just let them tear each other. But they won't feel it. Let them just go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, that's one road to redemption. I don't want to lose any other great quarterbacks to that kind of entertainment.
It would be nice if a white quarterback went down.
For killing dogs?
Yeah. If Andy Dalton went down to a compound dog fighting.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. And he was like, guys, these dogs were going to die.
They were sick.
They were sick. You guys were not built the same dogs, you know.
I had to drown and electrocute the losers. I had to do
it. Is that what they did?
They were doing some wacky stuff.
Did they put, how do they do it? They put like a toaster and a pole and
like
threw them
hanging them up on trees and shit. They got a little rowdy with these dogs.
What?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach?
Yeah. Him and AI.
Think AI ever peeped the dogs at all?
I'm sure you've seen a couple canines. A
couple canines go at it. It is crazy, though, for that to be like a normal part of life for you. And then all of a sudden you get like bigger than you ever could imagine.
You get house and you build a kennel. You're like, dude, now we get to really dog fight. Like, all that shit in the backyards, that was fine. Now we're doing it, dude.
That was the Johto Leagues. He was like, guys, we're ready for the Johto Leagues.
It's time.
It's time.
And the door gets kicked open and they're like, everybody get the fuck on the ground. For what?
Do they have like a welterweight where it's like Chihuahuas versus Jack Russells?
Yo, you know what was really interesting? Now that I'm on this fucking race kick.
Yeah.
It was really fun to see the way all the analysts on ESPN handled DeSean Jackson quoting Hitler versus the way they treated Drew Brees, who was like, I don't know, I think you should stand during the anthem. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, what was the, how did they play out DeSean Jackson? Were they
every
like,
analyst was like, yo, I talked to Deesh. He, you know, he was trying to lift people up. So...
He was trying to lift.
He just worded it wrong. He was just trying to lift people up. It's like, dude, he quoted.
It's like, check his bibliography,
he
bro.
He quoted Hitler.
Well, if you don't, yeah, I guess you got to quote Hitler, right? Or he should have been like, guys, I know. I think,
and he actually misquoted Hitler.
That's parents floor. Yeah,
I do
mean,
like to like especially
sanctuary. For
my
sure.
mom's doing like laundry on their bed. Mm-hmm. I'll come in and dump in that just to. It's funny.
So you're a proximity dumper.
I'll occasionally do that just because if she sees me going near the bathroom, she's like, no, go, get away, go. It's very funny. But no, Slam and Sarah got hit with a hard one today.
So you hit a double.
I hit a fucking, I fucking hit a spray on the back, you know what I mean? Yes. And I flushed it and it didn't go away.
So she had to deal with the spray.
So I just left it. Like, I was going to clean it with the fucking toilet bowl cleaner, because it is disgusting to walk into a bathroom and see someone's shit plaster on the back of the toilet.
It looks like you threw up.
But I figured she was going to sleep for a while, and I like, laughed to myself thinking she's going to see this while I'm in Philly, and it'll be funny. It was right before I left.
Yeah.
And she immediately, as soon as I got out of the bathroom, she, like, walked in.
Oh.
Like, oh, she yelled. She shrieked.
What'd she say?
She's like, ew. This is fucking disgusting. How do you always shit like this? I was like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the dispute in my house. We both had toilet fights with women. Well, yeah, John Smith was like a known, like, he would exaggerate. I mean,
he's exaggerating.
He was literally in a new world writing history.
True.
Literally, no one was there to be
today
like.
I got here, got pussy, and the chief tried to break it up,
yeah,
but she thought I was hot.
Break it up, but I ended up fucking a 12-year-old. I think Pocahontas was like 9. I could be wrong.
I think she peeped his game for like 3 years, though. Finally, he was like, no. It was like DMX and Belly. He was like, yo, chill, you're only 12. I'll let you suck my dick.
I mean,
because this is the whitest thing you've ever seen.
you think you're on your little iceberg, dude. It's melanin.
True. And then there's melanin. I thought Kyle Larson would scare him off. He's like a scarecrow for black people.
Also, Kyle Larson won, dude. Started in the third.
He won again?
Came back and won, dude. Larson went from NASCAR to just dominating Mechanicsburg's dirt track. Just for saying the N-word on Twitch. Anyway, had a fucking popped on any of these.
Like what?
Because they immediately put up a clip of him being like, 14-year-olds are not 14 anymore. They're 35. They're hot.
I saw that.
It's like, oh.
I saw that.
Yeah, if I get hit on anything, there's going to be clips of me being like, I'd fuck Lewis's son.
Like, just like, I immediately thought about that. I'm like, dude, people would be like, shut it off. Enough, all right? Yeah. There's more. Like, shut it off, no. God damn it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
If you had to go to like a C-SPAN thing, like I did say kids were hot.
I did say kids, Your Honor, I was kidding.
I was talking about the gymnastics show, and I did say those kids were hot.
They were hot kids hopping around.
Like, for the record, do you think those kids were hot, Mr. Gillis? You'd be like, those kids
for the
were
record,
hot.
Sworn testimony.
Damn.
Yes, Your Honor.
Did they ever do that?
Yes, Your Honor.
You had to do like a newspaper every face. And dude, the Washington Post has, they're going off statistics from the Washington Post. Yeah. Who you'd think would like not want the, you know, present like a non-damning picture or whatever, or a damning picture.
Wait, doesn't Bezos own them?
Yeah, obviously.
I wonder if he wants, you know, shit drone delivered to everybody's house and have everybody locked down.
I mean, he bought Whole Foods, dude. Whole Foods now is like a hamster maze.
Wait, he owns Whole Foods too?
Yeah, dude. Bezos owns Whole Foods.
Never mind.
What?
Can't even say it. The government's on our dicks now.
True. What are you going?
I was going to say we should probably kill him.
Bezos?
Yeah. Can we get some hot 16-year-olds to, you know.
Honeypot Bezos?
Honeypot Bezos a little bit.
He cheated on his wife.
Did he?
Cheated on his wife, got busted, and they split up all the money.
Scumbag. Don Lemon sexually assaulted a guy.
Bezos, philanderer.
Forgot to include that. That was in last week, so I want to make sure that gets out.
No, for sure. Don Lemon, sexual predator, Bezos, philanderer.
Philanderer. Retard philanderer.
Well, that's like, yeah, imagine if you were blacking out every night, like a personal trainer woke you up and made you like fucking a yogurt parfait and all that, and you're like, shit, all right, and fucking started working out. They're like, look, we're going to build your ass. And you're like, sure, fine.
Perfect. What do you have to do? Well, basically, you just have to scream wet pussy over and over again and shake your ass.
Yeah, that was like,
But I will say this. You hit old eighth. If I was in eighth grade right now and that music video came on.
Man. Dude, I was jerking off to Britney Spears videos, dude. I was working with a school. Luckily, I was of age. I was loud. But yeah,
nobody talks about, everybody talks about like movies that hold up. Nobody talks about wankable music videos that hold up.
What else did you jerk to?
Obviously, Girls Gone Wild. You hear that fucking those steel drums come on at about 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby, we're in. Yo, what's up? It's Brad.
What's up? It's Bryson. Are you 14 and on TikTok? I hope your pussy's wet. I'm 21. Haha. Welcome to
Hawkeye TikTok.
Welcome to Hot Sway House. I hope your pussies are out. We're gay boys. We're here with our gayest boy, Tim.
That's Tim with a U.
Kind of like cum.
That is the face. You're always on the edge of coming. You're just like.
You got to smile, though. TikTokers have this killer smile.
They do. It's like when they used to dance and
they like stick their tongue out and smile.
It's like they used to put Vaseline on cheerleaders' teeth.
What?
Yeah, they probably put some Vaseline on their teeth. So they're like.
Yeah, dude. That I somehow fell into a
dark hole
of hot 10-year-old boy.
Were you on R Goomed?
No, I was on, I don't know. It was trending or something on Twitter where that one kid had a party in LA, like a mansion party of just unimaginable. It was gold, dude. If I get in one of these.
You have to get
in. I would be like Ted Bundy.
What are you going to do?
In like a sorority house, dude. If I get in one of these TikTok kids' houses.
You're going to kill?
Room to room. Taking them.
You're going to kill them.
I'm going to have my way with them and probably execute these boys. First chance I get.
Some of them are good kickboxers, dude.
Dude, that was making me laugh so hard when I found out that they would definitely just tune us up. I mean, like if you and me were like, yeah, you guys are fucking gay. Just get the shit beat out of us.
You have to be. If you're that hot,
yeah,
you have to fight off, you know, people who might come into your mansion.
That was the guy. Once I looked it up, I remembered who it was. They were boys with that one boxer that's an absolute Adonis.
Yeah.
You know that kid?
Which one?
I think it's Ryan Garcia.
Yeah.
I think that's his name.
Yeah, but that was his boy. Who that was like? So they all have. Boys. So they all have a slightly less hot sidekick.
Nobody's hotter than
exactly
Ryan Garcia.
Ryan Garcia is the hottest, but that guy was Ryan Garcia's slightly less hot sidekick.
Yes,
and then that guy's slightly less hot sidekick
is getting hotter. Dude,
looks like my math teacher, Mr. Horn. His slightly less hot sidekick is like a short Italian dude with a bowl cut.
He's an apprentice hot guy.
He went too not hot. Girls do this. On all of girls' dating profile pictures with their friends, they have all girls have like a fake relationship with a girl who's like not as hot as them, so they can
portly,
take pictures of them.
Homely. Homely sidekick.
They took note from girls and like, oh, I need a slightly less hot sidekick so my TikTok pops.
Jesus.
Because it's too disorganized. If you have guys who are like all the exact same hotness, unless they're all twin brothers.
No, they do. The one does, dude.
Who is it? Which one's that?
One of them has it. One of my guy, the main guy.
One of the main hot Taylor, guy
Taylor.
Houses.
Taylor's sidekick is also jacked, Tanner. He's more tan. Equally
and
hot.
And his name's Tanner.
I think I think Tanner might surpass Taylor with an E. Taylor with an E.
Taylor.
That's a battle, dude.
Which one's
and
Tanner?
They all, I think they all spawned from
about,
Logan Paul.
Are you talking about Tanner?
Probably. This all started from Logan Paul filming a Japanese dude that killed himself. And it's spawned the whole way. There's a curse in that suicide forest in Japan.
What?
It's like, you only have a hottery a gay of friends. And now there's just an army of the sexiest boys in one house dancing.
Fuck. Dude, yeah, that's definitely... I mean, honestly, what would... In terms of like finding your son in a hot guy house, that's tough stuff, God. Dude. You got to keep your son and daughter off the pole.
Yeah.
Off the top, dude.
You have to.
You got
to
keep your son and daughter off the
dude,
top.
Dude, if my dad, like, if your dad catches you dancing.
Yeah. He dragged me out of that house by my feet, dude. He would, no, he would seriously, like, my dad would take issue with that.
You had a cool earring.
For 6 hours.
You could have been a TikToker.
Went to piercing. I was trying to. I had a girlfriend at the time in high school who was like, no, it'd be so cool. Trust me. And I was like, okay, yeah, definitely. I went home. My dad said he was going to pull it out of my ear. So I was like, oh, I got to take this out.
Yeah, I've met your dad. That would definitely be something. He'd be like, what? What is this?
He's like, oh, come here. I'll pull that thing out of your ear. And I was like, all right, I'm taking it out. Threw it out.
You ever have any
dad won't let me be a hot guy TikToker.
He called me gay. He hit me with a kryptonite. And I was like, no, I'm not.
Fucking dopers.
Yeah. What are they doing? What are you guys trying to
figure
out?
They're chatting. They're looking up hot guys.
Dude.
The whole room's been in. Dude, once you feast your eyes on these hot boys. It plagues the group. It's all I can think about.
That's how they get
formed. That's how the virus passes on.
Oh, exactly. Started in the you're like, wait, there's not going to be any pussy left for us. And then you're like, we have to form a hot guy group.
We have to start wearing sweatpants.
And then the Chinese Communist Party wins. That's how they're winning.
That's why, thank God, Trump's trying to shut this shit down.
Oh, he has to.
He probably saw a couple of those videos and was like, no.
The military's probably depleting. Everyone's probably deserting. And he's like, no, we should just be hot guys. Let's get out of here.
I'm done with these hot kids.
I think the algorithm found you. I think you hit just like the lowest level of success that like the pedophile algorithm is like, we can get him. We'll pull him.
True, true. It works, dude.
You're on the spacey.
I understand.
You start pressuring dudes in pools.
True, free spacey. If this was the temptation spacey was hit with. I wonder, dude.
Spacey did nothing wrong.
If you've, yeah, nobody ever found, like, wasn't he getting, like, a massage or was that Travolta?
Travolta got a massage.
Spacey was just getting it.
He grabbed a dick at a nightclub. Someone brought a 16-year-old boy into a nightclub, and I think Spacey grabbed his dick. He got Terry Crews at a nightclub.
Dude, think of a 16-year-old, like, all the, like, excited and be like, this is going to be fucking cool, man. I'm going to a nightclub for the first time. Like, Kevin Spacey comes out of nowhere.
Spacey.
Like, you have, like, 1 second to be like, is that Kevin Spacey? Oh, you got me.
He just rings your bell. He's like, ding. Pulls your dong down. Yeah, if you go to a Hollywood party, it's nothing. I mean, I've never been to one, but the reason I try to avoid it is because I would have to wear a cup. Otherwise, it would be like Spacey, Seacrest would probably finger my butt.
If they saw you trotting around,
dude,
that thick ass.
After I just ran 2.8 miles. That's what I'm training for.
You ran 2.8
today. Yeah, 2.88, basically three.
God, it was like 1.5, like last week.
I've been going hard,
dude. A robot.
I'm trying to get in there.
You're training to become a hot boy. You're trying to join the sway house.
I want
to
get my dick grabbed by an elite. Like, yes. It's the new autograph. You're like, can you grab my dick?
Can you assault me sexually? Thanks, Don Lemon.
He tells everyone the cup is for protection, but the inside has like prisoner claw marks. He's trying to get out.
Yeah,
dude, you can definitely get snatched. You got to be careful, dude. You're going to get your dick grabbed.
People don't understand what we're talking about. Y'all don't understand.
Yeah, they do. They're talking.
If you look at
Noah, was all over it.
Noah's young. Were you Noah's a hot their guy? Age.
What? Were you a hot guy? No. Have to be honest. You're young. You're hip. Have you ever taken a hot guy video?
No, I don't have any social media because it's for faggots.
Woo! Oh, no. Jesus Christ. Come on, man.
Come on. You're fired.
You're definitely fired. No, you just got a raise. You get extra slices of pizza for that.
So is that what the youth are all about, that, like, social media is just completely stupid?
No, like, they're, like, into it. I don't know. I just think it's gay, so I don't do it.
Man, I hate those fucking kids so much.
Really?
Yeah. It bothers me.
See, that's the thing. I've been on a really kind of non-judgmental, non-evaluative kick, but I see that, and I'm like, that's not good. It's not a good thing. What those boys are doing, I'm like, it's not good. It's not good for anyone. Young men can't be being hot girls.
They're just chicks.
No democracy can flourish with that. I mean, it's happened
before.
Although
I do believe that's how democracy is, like, started.
No, I think that's the peak of a democracy when all the boys are like, oh, we'll just be hot chicks now. And it's like, here comes the dark age.
No, yeah. This is just the newest version of them consolidating pussy. Like,
that is the 1%.
Yeah. Well,
they have 99% of the
pussy. It's
been,
like, disproportionate forever. There's been,
they're pussy elites.
Top-level dudes have been...
the pussy elites.
Getting everybody pregnant as far back as human. I might be making this up, but no. I think I read it somewhere.
You're right. I know this for a fact.
So this is just the next evolution. Well, before it was like, I'm the strongest. I can provide the most resources. Now it's like, I'm the gayest. Give me all the pussy.
Now I'm so gay.
True. That's a safe bet, though. You need a nice, stable, gay husband. Otherwise, like a fucking maverick. I mean...
Well, eventually one of them.
Not only
we can lose it all at any minute, dude. We're not, you know.
Not only gay, also a wigger. It's the ultimate combo: a gay wigger that dances well with abs.
Justin Timberlake.
Exactly, it's been a blueprint forever. Dude. Bieber, Timberlake, all the gayest white dudes somehow transform to black guy.
Or just they get paid.
True. Once you get paid, you definitely be.
No, I'm saying that you can make a ton of money. It's highly profitable to see that dude, whoever that guy's sidekick, Taylor. It's like, you know, Bieber is a billionaire. So if you just emulate Bieber or just turn up the sauce on what Bieber's doing. Bieber's now a family man.
But you used to have to make embarrassing music. Now you just lip sync.
Embarrassing. Yeah.
Well, Bieber, do rappers know how much of their work is just going into making money for white twinks?
That's what I was thinking.
Do, like, dick burpees and sweatpants?
That's what I was saying. Does Gucci Mane know about this?
Gucci Mane's gonna be
Gucci
pissed.
Mane will be fewer. Dude, I'd be fucking ticked. If I was Gucci Mane,
you'd be talked.
And people.
Come on. Here we go. Haha. I'm so filled with cum. Are you in eighth grade?
Dude, that is. These are like hyper boy bands.
Boy bands were
a psyop. Basically, they're like to get in and like. Boy bands would get your 13-year-old daughter horny, and then you'd have to pay $200 to bring them to a concert.
Yes.
It's kind of disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It's a fucked up business model.
Well, that goes back to, like,
they would torture your 13-year-old, 12-year-old daughter into, like, going and, see, like, we got to go see, like, the Liquid Town. One band was called Liquid Dreams.
Yeah.
O-Town. We got to see Orgasm Town, Dad. And you're like, how much is this? $116. You're like... Jesus.
Just for you
Christ.
And your friends to definitely masturbate during the sleepover.
Yeah, dude, it's fucked up. I mean, dude, you're speaking that's facts.
It's disgusting facts.
But that's
what makes the
that was the market you were dealing with.
Yeah.
And then you would take again, we got rid of ritual virgin sacrifice, and then we started taking, like, you know, Britney Spears, she's 15, 16 years old. You display her body for the world, and then, like, slowly she just gets completely excavated by just people just shitting on her and fucking with her, and they lose their minds. Christina Aguilera, I don't know what happened. She got, like, kind of fat, but maybe she lost her mind too.
Definitely lost her mind. You definitely lose your mind. They
you can't
all
hand
their mind.
A 16-year-old keys to a kingdom that they have no control of and then expect them not to completely fucking wig out. Dude, they're basically like slaves.
They all got molested too. I was watching a Dan Schneider YouTube documentary yesterday, and they every single one of them.
Had to have got. I mean, Bieber's got his dick. Bieber had his dick grabbed enough where he's like, enough, and he became a Christian. Like, Britney Spears couldn't take the day off. I think Britney Spears, they were like, nah.
That's going to be an interesting. Like, if Bieber becomes a full, like, elite Christian and becomes, like, a saint.
He's doing this already.
He's going to have a pretty cool, like, turn. Like, Paul.
Oh, dude.
Like, Paul on the road to Damascus or whatever.
I mean,
wherever he was going, where he, like, God came down and was like, stop being bad.
Yeah, and he was he was.
St. Bieber's is going to be like, his dick was tortured by the devil.
Dude, Paul was beating someone's ass, I think. Paul was just beating people
up. Yeah, but I think Paul was fucking up Christians. I think that was his job.
So. I think he was getting after it.
But yeah, dude, anyway. Yeah, there's definitely, we had this whole period when we grew up of boy bands, and like that kind of fizzled. That was a sick thing.
I have a horrible confession to make.
What?
At a slumber party one time, me and my boys discussed the possibility of us creating a boy band.
It's okay. You guys were confused.
I think that was common enough that it was a South Park episode.
And then we decided not to.
Really? You guys were going to start? Dude, I mean.
Noble.
Again.
It was noble. And, you guys and then we all jerked off together.
Did you really?
Yes.
You guys formed a boy band, broke up, then jerked off.
Dude, if you guys had abs and filmed it, you'd be millionaires now.
Yeah. The porno we had was Butts Motel, and that was basically our Yoko Ono. Or Yoko. That was our. It ripped us apart.
That's what keeps all the boy bands from forming. They make their boy band, and they flood the rest of the boys with porn, and it's hard to kind of get it together.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to be doing practice of like lip sync and dancing. You're like, oh, let's watch Butts Motel.
Butts.
Whole band falls apart.
Butts Motel. It was a parody of the movie Psycho.
Did somebody just put their dick in a shower when a lady was showering?
No, it was a dildo.
Oh, really?
A knife?
Yeah. Sick. Great.
How hard... Maybe I could ask my dad, but like in 1999, right? NSYNC debuts a video on TRL. And up to that point, I think the little girls are mostly getting turned on by like your Jonathan Taylor Thomases and shit like that. Like
KTT.
Boys in, you know.
He was just in an episode of Smallville.
In Oshkosh clothes, right?
Yeah.
So then.
Go ahead.
NSYNC just starts blowing up tween pussy. And you're sitting there and just the TV in the living room is playing a new NSYNC video. And you look over and your 12-year-old daughter just has like beads of sweat like forming on her hairline.
Oh.
And you're just like, what? And your entire life is different from then
dude,
on.
Dude, well, if you watch, so I saw, fuck man, this was like 4 years ago. I watched, it was either NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, but like back in 2001. And it was like, if they had done that today, they would have got canceled because they like very openly and like without any sort of like, this is a little bit weird. They were dressed like exactly, like they like took mannequins in a store that would primarily deal with like clothes for black people and just like pulled them off, threw them like backwards FUBU jerseys on NSYNC when like white dudes didn't do that. They were just like, oh, we're going to fully dress you guys like black dudes, have you do music that's primarily dominated by black dudes, and they were just fucking it.
That must have killed 112. 112 must have been furious.
It was like 112 boys, and they were just like, oh, that's kind of cool. And they're like, we'll just have white dudes. The Elvis thing, they did it again.
Why don't we do it like more marketable? Yeah, dude. that tween, like the Beatles had it. The fucking, I remember, I don't know how true it is, but
the Beatles did the same thing. Do you know that?
Really?
The Beatles took
blues,
extremely black music, and then sold it to white people in a country where they weren't buying the black version.
And then they Sgt. Peppered, and it was like, okay, now you guys are your own thing.
Now we're doing white stuff.
I mean, that was the next level
shit. And then Jimi Hendrix appropriated that.
True.
Call it even.
Even Steven. Well, there was Elvis. I think Elvis was a pretty glaring example.
Yeah.
But
there was a thing, there was a documentary on the Rolling Stones, and they were talking about how the women would go so crazy that there were rivers of piss coming down the steps. Like there was that much.
Really?
The women just started squirting.
Women piss like scared animals.
Like an excited dog.
No, how is it not talked about constantly? Every woman I know pisses her pants constantly.
Actually, did you ever like micro pee the bed? I micro peed the bed last night. When you let out your
with
first
your
stream,
mouth
and go,
taped shut.
Wait, you let out a full stream?
No, just like a jolt. I guess a jolt. Yeah. I was having a dream. Dude, I had a fucking dream. Sorry.
Like when you're done peeing and you can jolt a couple times.
No, it's like the first jolt. As soon as you zip and hit the toilet seat and let it go, every time I'm away, like when I'm about to pee and like when I'm sleeping, I usually almost do that and wake up, but I actually let out like a...
Nice.
Came back in, just laid on it and shielded the spot from...
So you pissed in the bed and then hit it?
Very little bit, yeah. Very little bit. Pissed the bed.
Enough,
dude,
that you were ashamed as an adult and hit
it. I had a dream last night that... Not all, but like a ton of my male relationships, the people in my life were just like, fuck you, dude. Person after person in my dream. Person after person was like, fuck you. You're a piece of shit. I went to like an old jiu-jitsu teacher. I was like, hey, I'm thinking of signing up. And he was like, the problem with you, dude, is you're always trying to be the fucking hero. Get out of here. And I was like, man, what the fuck's that guy's problem? And it was, you were like, fuck you, dude.
What?
Me, you, and my cousin Pat were doing a podcast.
Probably that's because you betrayed me.
Dude, so then I have a dream of all... That's why I woke up at 4:30 in the morning. all my relationships crumbled, and then I peed the bed. I shot pee at the very end. At the very end of this, I was like walking away, just like from my old jiu-jitsu coach.
I am the hero. Dude,
no, I was very ashamed. I was like, man, this sucks. And then another friend of mine had been like, had left a private jet, and in a spirit of vengeance, I was like, I'm going to use this guy's private jet. And then they're like, it'll be 15.